As Protestants and Catholics, we worship the same God. We just do it a little differently. For example, Protestants worship God in their Bible studies, fellowship, and spirit-filled services. And Catholics worship God in their beautiful cathedrals, liturgies, and sacred traditions. But that's no reason to behave like prideful little children in the Father's house, fighting over who God loves more, just because we think our way is the best way. For there is no distinction between Jews and Gentiles, and there is no distinction between Protestants and Catholics. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We are all God's children, but the enemy has us distracted and divided against ourselves. Meanwhile, he's destroying our families and robbing our children of their future. We must join forces. Let's stop talking about how we are different and start talking about how we are all the same in our struggles. We are all broken and we all need a savior named Jesus. We liked this idea so much we created Broken Catholic, the number one podcast in the world for Protestants and Catholics. Now close your eyes and take a listen as everyday Christians reveal shocking before and after stories of how they resisted or cooperated with God's plan for their life and what happened next.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Hahn, and you're listening to Joseph Warren with Broken Catholic. You're going to enjoy everything you hear.
Today, my featured guest is Nathaniel Zurbrugg. He is the founder and CEO of the for-profit business Unlimit You, and soon-to-be nonprofit organization Live Life to the Fullest. He is already a multiple award-winning global inspirational speaker, certified coach, and DISC consultant. Through his work, he is able to help people create a victorious mindset that paths them to their purpose, significance, and expand their unlimited potential and be their biggest inspiration. Here's what you don't know about Nathaniel, because that all sounded really good. Now, Nathaniel is chronically ill for 30 years now. He's been through three failed kidney transplants. He's in line for his fourth. He has had over 4,300 dialysis treatments so far. That's 4,300. In order just to survive. He's had three lung infections, and by medical predictions, he shouldn't be alive for six times now. He's a walking miracle, a living miracle. And he's not sitting here having a pity party for himself. He's not just bunkered down at home, just woe is me, God, take me, take my life, why am I here? None of that. He's actually out on stages giving glory to God through his life, through his pain, through his suffering, and calling others to do the same. That's why he's on the show today. So, Nathaniel, welcome to Broken Catholic. Go ahead and fill in some of the gaps in that intro, would you?
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so humbled to be on this amazing show, and I'm so looking forward to speak to you and inspire you all. And I believe that it's going to be amazing time to get it.
All right. Fantastic. So BC Nation, you can find him at nathanielzurbrugg.com or unlimityou.co. Unlimityou.co. You'll have those links in the show notes. Nathaniel, let's get into your story. But before we do, take a minute and share something personal about you that very few people in your business life actually know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm right now, I just turned 32 years old about 3 weeks ago. I live in Switzerland in Zurich. At the moment, it's crazy cold for anybody living below the, below the sphere. I love life. It's been a crazy year, as for everybody as well, me not excluded. But yet I realize all the time that God is so on the move in my life, and that's what took me, and I love to just inspire and to give my heart to people, that to speak life into people, and that's what I'm here for. That I think, I believe that what I'm born for, and that's why I'm here today.
Awesome. Now, Nathaniel, let's get right into it. Have you ever had a time in your life where you felt sorry for yourself because of what you were given, like this body with all this stuff going on that isn't like normal? Like, did you ever feel sorry for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only once. I don't know how many times it was so far, but I remember a specific time when I was about 9 years old, when I had my second kidney transplant, which worked for about 2.5 years. And you need to imagine, I got that kidney transplant with 7 years old. And the first 7 years, I didn't really live because I was so many times in the hospitals. I was fed. I couldn't feed myself. I was not going to school or whatever. And then the second kidney transplant, which worked very good for 2.5 years, from age 7 to 9.5 years old, I lost it again after 2.5 years. And it was crazy because the kidney was my best friend. And imagine 9 year old and you have to leave, you have to take out or kill your best friend in order to be alive. That was hard, that was really hard, because I remember the time I was 2 weeks in my parents' living room on the couch, lying there, didn't speak anything for 2 weeks, didn't eat anything, and almost didn't move anything. And I just had in mind to just, hey, what's going on, God? Why is that happening to me? Why do I always have to suffer? All that stuff. And I didn't get any answer, which we probably always do when something bad happens or if you feel like it's a bad thing. And so I felt sorry for myself in terms of that I wanted to take my own life. For about 1.5 weeks, I was, 1.5 to 2 weeks, I was lying there and just thinking about, hey, how can I end this crappy life? And so my parents were people of faith, or still are, and they realized something needs to be done here, because I didn't talk to them. They always come ask me, hey, what do you need? How can we help? But for me, I was like in my world wanting to take my own life. And there was the time Pastor Kerr came to our place and they prayed, they spoke life into my physical, emotional, spiritual life. And something shifted at that time. Something shifted that I got back to a completely different belief and mindset. And that was the time that I would say mostly was feeling sorry about myself. Mm.
So as a young boy, you really didn't get to live a normal life like the other young boys, right? You're in hospitals, you're going in and out of surgeries and treatments, and here you are just lying there wondering why you? Like, God, seriously, why? Wanting to take your own life, and then your parents notice that something's wrong. They're people of faith. They bring in the pastor. They all pray over you and speak God's life back into you, and something shifts on the inside for you. What changed after that?
Great question. For me, there were two parts. One still said, hey, I don't want to live that life. I want still to give up on everything. You know, when the pastor prayed, it didn't shift from one day to another. It took maybe 3 to 6 months until I realized, okay, it doesn't make sense or it doesn't help anyone at all if I take my own life. But when the prayer was taking, I would say, when the prayer was activated, I realized that another part was in my life that said, hey, just keep going one more day. Can you imagine the voice that saying that? Keep going one more day. And so it was basically for me, it was, okay, I'm going to keep until tomorrow. And then tomorrow I will hear the same. Okay, I'm going to do the same. And I think that was, I was the Holy Spirit moving in that moment, because he knew how he, what I needed in order to keep going. You know, maybe if I would have heard, hey, you have to keep going for the next 20 years in order to get something out of it, I would have finished it. But I felt like, hey, I have to keep going every day. And that's what shifted in my life.
BC Nation, whatever you're going through right now, maybe you want to quit, you want to give up, maybe you want to end it all. Listen to Nathaniel here. Listen to the Holy Spirit who spoke into his life. And allow yourself to hear that same voice saying, keep going, one more day. Just one more day. I've been in trials, struggles in my own life, and I wanted to quit. It was times when I lost everything. I lost my fortune, all the money I had made, everything. All my friends abandoned me. Everyone that I thought cared for me just all walked out with the money. And I wanted to end my life. I know that feeling. It always gets better. When you're at the bottom, it always gets better. That's the good news.
Yeah. The bad news,
you don't know when. You don't know when, but just go one more day.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, for sure, Nathaniel. Thank you for sharing that, brother, because I think that that speaks a lot of truth to people right now. Everyone's suffering. BC Nation, that person that cut you off on the freeway, on the highway, on the road, and gave you the middle finger and cursed at you, they're suffering. That's why they're so angry. They're hurting. Something's hurting in them.
Yeah.
There's a part of their life they feel out of control, and they just can't figure it out. Right. And I think this is important, Nathaniel, don't you? That we recognize the hurt in each other.
We do. I think we always do more and more. I think I realized through the crisis of coronavirus that majority of the people realized that we all have something. We all grew up with already entering into this world dysfunctional because of our parents, grandparents, great, great, great grandparents. You can go back to Adam and Eve. I think we realize that. And I think that's a beautiful thing on God, because the moment that when I was 11 years old and lost my third kidney transplant, I realized that everything will work out together for the good. And I held on to that belief until today. And that's the beauty of God, because he can turn ashes into something, into flowers, into plant. He can turn anything, a virus, into a victory. He can do whatever seems to be worth for us. He can turn it around. Again, we don't know when, but it's going to happen. If we're going to keep going on day after day and not giving up, we are going to get through it, through every tribulation, through every circumstance, through every hurt, whatever. We are going through it. We might not know how we are going through it, but that doesn't matter. I always say, you don't have to know the how. You know, you have to know the who. That in the same word, same spells, in different orders. And that's a beautiful, if we can say, okay, God, the who, he's going to make it through it. And we can hold on to that. Every day, one day at a time.
BC Nation, Nathaniel's dropping some really good wisdom from a place of authenticity, right? He's living it. He's still in it. It's not even part of his past. It's like a continuation. This is the life he was given. And he's decided not to stay down. He decided to stand up and to show others who are down how to get up. This is our purpose. This is why God allows pain in the world, so that one, he may be glorified, and two, we may learn how to love. How to see others outside of ourselves, because without pain and suffering around us, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. We're naturally very selfish, very self-centered, right? We walk around looking down at our belly button. That's how we do life. So, yes. So, Nathaniel, did you ever have a ugly, raw, angry prayer with God about any of this?
All the time. I did. It's interesting in my life. I never was the guy learning how to, you know, explode. Because I was always saying, "Oh, I'm well." When I was a kid, teenager, when I was struggling, brutally, I was always saying, "Hey, I'm doing well," even though it was crappy. So I have a hard time, to be honest, to be angry with somebody and with God. I can be angry in terms, you know, swallowing everything. I'm an expert in that. But I think there were maybe one, two times where I just, you know, was angry about God and told him, "Hey, if you don't make a change, I'm gonna leave it." And but he knew, I know, you know what's funny? When I said it, my talks come up and then I say, "Well, you're not going to do it anyway. So I was like, "Yeah, okay, I'm telling God something that I know I'm not going to do." And but I think I'm learning more and more that it's we should do it more, to be honest. We should do it. We should, you know, tell God sometimes how we really feel and what makes us clappy and crappy, and I think he likes it, because at most of the time, most of the time, sorry, what's going on? Excuse me. Do you hear me? Yeah, most of the time when we do that, God is going to bring the breakthrough. Because I believe that he wants us to feel that we are on the bottom of it and that we fully depend on him. And that's when we, when we are on the bottom, we cry the most, we get angry the most, and we do things we shouldn't do maybe, and all that stuff. But that's a time when he comes into it even stronger with supernatural things. And just allow yourself to do it, to cry out to God and tell him what's really bothering you. And I believe that you also will have a turnaround in your inability.
Did you hear that, BC Nation? Nathaniel's saying, get real with God, even if it's ugly. Share the ugly in your heart. Otherwise, it's poison.
Yeah.
Give it to God. He can handle it. You can't. Let's be honest. Like, you can't. I've had to do it. Nathaniel's had to do it. Maybe you're holding back from God right now what you really want to say. Maybe you grew up and you were taught and raised in your faith that it's not okay to say anything bad to God. That it's not okay. You don't do that. Like, that's bad. I disagree. I think Nathaniel disagrees. That's what relationship looks like. If you want relationship with God, like real relationship, it's not always perfect. But relationship, like with your spouse that you love deeply, is you go through the hurts together. You go through the celebrations together. You grieve together, right? You do life together. God wants you to do life with him. Share what hurts you. Share what you're angry about. Even if it's at him, tell him, God, I'm angry at you. You didn't show up for me. Chances are he did, but it doesn't look that way. You just haven't seen the end game yet. He does, right? So Nathaniel, let's keep going here and then we'll wrap up. What is the biggest thing you have learned about God through all this suffering that you see? Because so many people, when they suffer or they see suffering in the world, rather than seeing a loving father, they blame God and call him an angry, evil tyrant. What have you learned about God through your own pain experience, your own suffering experience, your own life experience?
Great question. I will say two things. The first thing is about change the mindset from why does it happen to what is it for?
Perfect. Love it.
And the second thing is, even though you are on the bottom, start to dream, start to express what you really want to have, be, or do in your life. You know, Ephesians 3:16 says, God can do anything more than we ever can dream, imagine, or request of. And for me, the first was so long in my mind, but one day I realized, well, if I will dream always more, you know, then it's going to happen more. But if we come with little dreams, it's still Ephesians 3:20, it's going to happen. It's always exceeding, but it exceeds in a certain frame where you have dreamed. So whenever I am today in a low and on the bottom, I look at my life and think about, well, I have all those dreams put on my bedroom walls. I look at them and think they are too small. I have to increase them. And trust me, it takes about, I don't know, I'm going to be careful here, but in my experience, it was 5 to 10 years until a dream is going to be fulfilled. And trust me, it's not going to be, you know, the kind of striving, as the world knows, that striving mentality, oh, I have to go after it. No, it's more like you got the hope set on God that he will bring the right people, the right places, the right opportunities, and the right time. And the more you do that, the more you focus on him to, you know, you do, for me, the imagination is nothing different than having faith. You imagine something that's not existing yet. And the more you imagine, the more, you know, you get attracted to certain things. And it's not a worldly thing. I realized that in my life because I was, after my third kidney transplant, I wanted to travel to Australia when I was growing up. And so the doctor told me I'm never going to be transplanted again. So I will have to be on dialysis the rest of the life. So for me, it meant like, okay, I'm never going to be able to travel because at that time it wasn't really a thing to travel with dialysis. And so I went after the hospital, I was so filled with those talks that I never would be able to travel. At the same time, I had a desire to do that, even though I was only 11 years old. And I did something interesting. I went into the bedroom, took out every picture, Australian picture that I had from magazine, newspapers, and put them on the wall. And I looked at it every day. I used to go back into my normal life and all that stuff, going back on dialysis. And then about 9 years later, a friend of mine hits me up and says, "Hey, do you want to come with us to Australia?" And that's the beautiful thing. That's what I say. Like, it's just, you know, God is bringing the right moments together, the right people. And I went to Australia. I never took it possible. I not only went there for traveling for 2 months, I went back to Australia 2 years later for a leadership college for 3 years. And I used to live in Australia for 4.5 years. And that's the beautiful story of that dream, that I, the imagination that I put on my wall 9 years earlier. And trust me, it hasn't been only with this. It wasn't the case only with that. It has been happening many times over and over again when I started to imagine bigger things and go and dream for the impossible.
So BC Nation, what I just heard from Nathaniel is a brilliant, brilliant little piece of wisdom there, which is most of us, many of us, dream way too small. The Bible says that God will always give us more than what we dream for ourselves. However, if you're dreaming so small, he may just give you just a little more than what your small vision for yourself and your life is. What Nathaniel is saying and introducing possibly to us for the first time is, well, if you dream bigger, God's best for you will always exceed your best for you.
Yeah.
So the bigger you dream, the bigger the dream God's going to have for you. Like, think about that for a moment. Why on earth would you dream small? If God's always going to exceed it, and he's always going to have something bigger and better than what you have, why would you set that bar so low? Doesn't make sense. Don't you want an awesome, epic, amazing life? I do. And by the way, I'm as guilty as the next Nathaniel. I used to dream so small. You know, my best money, success, all this stuff or whatever, but it was just so empty and unfulfilling. And God allowed it. I got it, but it was empty, right? And I wanted to take my own life. I was miserable when I was at the top. Like, what the heck is that? So great advice here. Switch over your questions, BC Nation. If you're struggling, if you're suffering, if you're in pain right now, Nathaniel says, stop asking why did this happen? Why does this happen? Instead, rather say, what is this for? What is God doing right now? What is God preparing me for? What is about to happen? Like, go from why questions to what questions. I think in the business world, why questions are very good for vision and setting up your core values and all that stuff. I'm a business guy. But in the spiritual realm, they are disastrous. Never ask why questions with God. Mm-hmm. Why not? Because his ways are much higher than ours.
And
you'll never get a clear answer, right? That will make sense to our little human brains, right? So ask what questions when it comes to God. And then if you're on the bottom, dream more and dream bigger, Nathaniel says. So start doing that this week, BC Nation. And keep going one more day. God is bringing the right moments together. Great quote, Nathaniel. Great quote. All right. So before we head into my favorite part of the show, we're speaking with Nathaniel Zurbrugg. You can find him at unlimityou.co, unlimitedu.co and nathanielzerbrig.com. And Nathaniel, welcome to my favorite part of the show. Welcome to the confession round. I'm going to ask you 10 quick fire questions. You'll have about 3 seconds to answer each. Don't overthink it. It's just for fun. Are you ready?
Hope that is. Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about God?
His greatness.
What is your least favorite thing about God?
He takes way too long.
Takes way too long. What are you most afraid of?
Not being right with God. No, I, in a sense of, you know, I want to do the thing and he wants to do something different.
Ah, being aligned. Yeah, being aligned with God. I believe we're all struggling with something at any given moment of our life. It's just part of being human. What are you struggling with either personally or professionally right now?
Right now, not having enough strength to keep going what I would like to do.
Physical strength, right?
Yeah, mental. No, it's more mental, emotional strength. Yeah.
Okay, got it. And, you know, I mean, I got to ask, and I'm a segue for a second, like you're headed into a fourth kidney transplant. What's going on in your mind right now?
I'm excited for that. But again, it's not going too quick enough.
Yeah, you just want to get it behind you, don't you?
Yeah, behind and be from that dialysis, away from dialysis, because I believe that after that, when I have the kidney again, I will have a much more stable life, which brings back to better psychological, emotional, mental.
Sure, that makes sense. Get your body back to whole and complete.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine, he went through that, and I watched him go through dialysis for 4 years and then get the kidney transplant. And, you know, he pretty much was going to die, right? That was the ticket that the doctors gave him. And then a miracle transplant came in from across the country for a little boy drowned. And the parents decided to give his kidney and save my buddy's life. And he got a fresh start on life. So just an amazing thing. And when you think about that, like there's two, you know, more than one person involved in that kidney transplant,
yeah,
right? To get that kidney. So may God bless that person's life as well. What did you spend way too much time doing in this past year?
YouTube.
Yeah, stop. That's so funny. What secret fear do you have about people?
Secret, say again.
What secret fear do you have about people?
Oh, yeah, great question. My biggest fear is of people is being rejected.
Being rejected, yeah, that's a big one. What do you wish you had learned sooner about God?
I don't know.
if you did know, what do you wish you had learned sooner about God?
Yeah, I think that, to be angry with him, that it's a relationship and not, you know, the way I grew up, God is up here, I'm here. It's a relationship. Yeah.
That's it. Get the religion out of your relationship, BC Nation. Seriously. Relationship first, then religion. Both are required. Want to be clear, both are required, but relationship takes the priority. What is a new habit that you want to form?
Getting up earlier.
Getting up earlier. I get that. What's a bad habit you want to break?
Being less judgmental.
Being less judgmental. Yes. Oh man. I just said to buddies, I was at a men's group this morning and I was like, you know, this week, I've been really judgy with some people around me. And like, I got to get back, you know, to God and, hey God, can you get this judgy out of me right now? Pick 3 words to describe who you are now.
Visionary, positive, and consistency.
Yeah, consistent for sure. Pick three words to describe who you were before you experienced God fully in your heart and trusted him.
That 20 years ago, bro, I would say stubborn. Well, I'm still today, but I've been moved.
Stubborn.
Yeah, I would say bad listener.
What was that?
Bad listener.
A bad listener. Got it.
Yeah. That's
okay. Got it. Stubborn and a bad listener. That's not a good combination. And last question, Nathaniel, if you could come back to life after you died, look your family and friends in the eye and give them only one piece of advice about everything, what would you say to them?
Keep going. Heaven is the focus.
Keep going. Heaven is the focus. Did you get that, BC Nation? Keep going. Heaven is the focus. Any final wisdom? What's the one thing you want my listener to know about having a relationship with God and trusting him and surrendering all their pain and suffering versus not?
Great question. Yeah, look, I would say the greatest advice I can give you, it's repeating, never ever give up on yourself, on God, because he doesn't, and he doesn't give up on you, on us, and you shouldn't hate it, because you have come that far. He has brought you that far, whether you feel it or not. It's gonna be way bigger than you think. If you give up, it might not happen. I say might, because God always can turn it around. But if you keep going, it will be worthwhile all along the journey. And keep going day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, second after second, and never ever give up.
And what is the best way for BC Nation to get in touch with you if they so choose? I think you got a ebook for them. What do you got for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got an ebook on both websites, nathanielchildbrook.com and unlimitedu.co. You can download for free the ebook, 4 Step to Unlimit Your Life. That helps you to really live the big life, the unlimited life that God has called you to be, with amazing, great, profound, deep questions. And it's almost like a workbook. Get a hold of it. It's for free. And you can get in touch with me anytime over email, which is also in the ebook and on the website.
BC Nation, if you struggle to dream bigger, and you're dreaming too small and you don't know the right questions to ask, then go get Nathaniel's ebook. Go get that. He's got the questions in there in a workbook form. He did the heavy lifting. He did the hard work for you. Stop making excuses. Go get the book for free at unlimitedu.co, nathanielzurbrig.com. Download that really quickly. Answer some of the questions. Fill it out. And start dreaming bigger, and then expect that God will deliver an even bigger dream for your life. Nathaniel Zurbrig, thank you for being on Broken Catholic. I wish you God's love, peace, and joy in your life, sir.